Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 128th Psalm, we read, "Happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." Now, honestly, fear does not initially sound like a way to happiness. But the fear that the psalmist writes about is not the kind of fear and trembling that we felt when we were children. You know, fear of the Lord is mentioned in the Bible a lot. Fear is a biblical word that actually means reverence, means respect. When we honor God more than ourselves, when we revere and respect God, when we look to God for insight instead of relying solely on our own wits to get us through, life goes well for us. And that's fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord's word and guidance. Life in union with God is really a way to happiness. Life in discord with God can really be a jumbled and disconcerting mess. So the psalmist entreats people to observe the ways of the Lord, promising that if we seek to live holy lives, we will prosper and our families will prosper with us. You know, it's a parent's greatest joy to see his or her children grow up to be fine men and women. It should also be a great joy to see our spouses and significant others develop into the vital and fruitful people God created them to be. How wonderful it would be to see our children's children, as the psalmist says, to see them grow, thrive, succeed. The Bible asserts that it all starts with a healthy fear or healthy reverence of God. Our family's blessings rely heavily on our fidelity to God. Let's pray. Lord God, we don't want to live scared of you, and we know that that's not what you intend. We do, however, long to live happily. We long for our spouses, our significant others, our children, our grandchildren to live blessed lives. If our fidelity and fearful reverence of you is key to unlocking that kind of blessing for those we care about most, then we'll pursue it, Lord, with passion and persistence. We just ask that you would pick us up when we falter, inspire us when we lag behind, and encourage us to do our best every step of the way, every single day. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.